But first, the federal opposition has opened the final 2 weeks of the parliamentary year by launching an attack on the government's vision and record. The opposition's used question time to ask Julia Gillard repeatedly just what her government's achieved since she ousted Kevin Rudd as Prime Minister in June. It's accused the government of having no agenda, but Ms Gillard says the opposition is simply resorting to cheap politics. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
Federal Parliament has resumed for its final two sitting weeks of the year, and the opposition leader Tony Abbott set the tone with his first question to the Prime Minister.
I remind the Prime Minister of her statement in June that the government had lost its way, and I ask the Prime Minister, when does she expect to find her way by setting out some clear, direct, specific and deliverable policies to stop the tax rises, to stop the cost of living rises and, above all else, to stop the boats.
Julia Gillard's response was personal.
He's showing all of the political maturity of a two-year-old in a tantrum after the election. It's about time he got on off over
Order.
And actually started contributing
Order.
To national debates in a responsible way.
But Tony Abbott's query was echoed by a range of opposition frontbenchers as they sought to pressure Julia Gillard over her government's record and her justification for seizing the Prime Ministership from Kevin Rudd.
I refer the Prime Minister to the 16 separate occasions on which she and the Treasurer have warned the banks about interest rate rises above the Reserve Bank's increase since the government lost its way in June. And I asked the Prime Minister, when will the government find its way by adopting the Coalition's policy on price signalling?
How is her government showing that it has found the way to protect Australia's borders?
When will the Prime Minister admit that this program has lost its way and dump a program that is unaffordable, unworkable and undeliverable?
And given that the government seems to have lost its way on banking,
Order.
With the four major banks implementing extraordinary interest rate rises above the RBA, Why won't the Prime Minister release now her so-called long-standing plan for more banking competition?
The Prime Minister bristled at that question in particular.
Because it's only since he sat on the opposition front bench that he's cared for 1 minute about these matters. And I use the terminology cared for 1 minute deliberately because it was only 1 minute's consideration he gave until he ran out and blurted out his plan to re-regulate interest rates. And he's been backpedalling to cover up that brain explosion ever since.
And Julia Gillard has turned to the government's economic record as her primary tool of defence. She arrived home early this morning from her trip to the G20 and APEC summits, where she says Australia's economy was the subject of much envy.
When I was there at those international meetings, the talk between leaders was about the circumstances of employment around the world. Here in Australia, of course, we have proudly created 375,000 jobs. Our unemployment rate is at 5.4%.
The Treasurer, Wayne Swan, took up the message.
Australia has created, since November 2007, over 650,000 jobs. And in the next 18 months, we're looking to the creation of something like 380,000 jobs, almost 1 million jobs. That is a stunning achievement. And I would have thought it's something that those on that side of the House should be applauding.
Amid the rancour, there was one matter on which the government and opposition agreed. Julia Gillard gave a moving tribute to Aung San Suu Kyi, reading a message she sent to the Burmese opposition leader upon her release from detention.
The Australian people and government share a deep and abiding admiration for you. Your steadfast commitment to democracy and to the welfare of the Burmese people is a source of inspiration for Australians.
Tony Abbott added his praise.
I express the hope on behalf of the Coalition that the release of Aung San Suu Kyi is not just a cynical PR exercise, but might be the beginning of wider liberalisation and democratisation in Burma.
More mundane concerns have been bothering the Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey. He says early morning gardening at Parliament House is interrupting radio interviews from his office.
I know it's hard to believe for speaking, but I actually had to stop the radio interview until the noise had passed. And given that there is a considerable amount of time when Parliament is not sitting, and we do not sit on Fridays, I again request that we do not have the extraordinary noise of lawnmowers and various other machinery being used outside our office windows between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m.
Shadow Treasurer Joe Hockey ending Naomi Woodley's report.